Hi, sweets. Welcome back. I'm Barbie Jean, your host, and today I'm talking about a couple unique fetishes, the sneezing fetish and the smoking fetish. So these have actually come from a few of you guys bringing some of these just questions and wanting me to kind of touch on these a little bit. And I even had a subscriber on my exclusive content Patreon page that was interested in exploring more of this sneezing fetish of his. So I'd love to kind of give you guys a little bit of awareness because they're actually a lot more common than you might think. Welcome to Sweet Release. So the first one I want to talk about today is the smoking fetish. Smoking has kind of been sexualized since the beginning of kind of the marketing campaigns in the industry, back in the 1900s. And it really started showing these sexy women on, ad campaigns and smoking cigarettes is kind of where it primarily started. But really, these fetishes are being turned on by certain like objects or body parts. And in this instance, it's being turned on by the act of smoking. So that could be specifically cigarettes. That could be specifically, cigars. But really, it's just being turned on by this act of smoking. And like I mentioned, it did kind of, we have seen in the public and in the media that, it is kind of sexy and it has been a little bit sexualized too. Be on the other end of, that smoking. But that doesn't mean that that's where it all came from. It's just interesting to take a look at. But ultimately, smoking is, it has to do with the mouth. And so it is sexy, with the mouth agape. We find that sexy with models. Their mouths are always open, just a little bit. And by incorporating this level of smoke, which is beautiful to the eye, I've been actually playing around with smoking. It was 420 this last week, and I've been playing around with some images too on my exclusive content page and some photography because it is sexy. A lot of people that I follow were popping up with sexy photos of them smoking. Usually weed is more kind of common, especially around LA where I live. But I do think that cigarettes is very common too. So if you feel like you have this fetish for, being curious about seeing your partner smoke, it could also go, the other way around. Like you might be turned on by smoking yourself too, but typically it's seeing the act that turns people on. And so if this is something that interests you, I would, talk to your partner, see if there's any boundaries there. It doesn't have to be cigarettes. It doesn't have to be, weed. It could be menthols. It could be, maybe you just hold, I've had some Halloween costumes in the past where they've had like the long pipes, like you can play around and kind of create a scene and fantasy and really build this up to, fulfill a fantasy like this or fulfill this fetish. I just wanted to bring some awareness to, this smoking fetish because it is very common. And I do feel like smoke in general, smoking has definitely been kind of sexualized in our media. And so I do believe that it just kind of does make sense, especially because it's the mouth. And, the mouth is this beautiful sexual part of us. And it's also this, intimate part. So it makes sense that people are, curious and into, the act of smoking. So just again, as I've discussed kinks and fetishes in the past, really just like talk to your partner, figure out a way where you can fulfill this fetish and really explore it by, communicating those boundaries and really curating like your perfect fantasy. So, and check out my Patreon account if you're interested in seeing some sexy, sexy smoking weed shots. I don't smoke. Well, sometimes the puff sticks get me. Those are addicting. But anyways, the other fetish that I wanted to address today too is this sneezing fetish. So initially when this was brought to my attention, I was like, sneezing. Like I haven't really heard that before. I was like, well, sometimes when you have someone inside you and you cough and you sneeze, like it tightens, right? So I was like, oh, maybe that's the fetish, but that is not the case at all. a sneezing fetish is literally, as I discussed, you know, what fetishes are the act of being turned on by certain objects and body parts. And this is literally being turned on by the act of sneezing. So there's a wide range of people that enjoy or that have this fetish, and it's different for everyone. So some people like, you know, the small sneezes, some people like the loud achoos, you know, some people like the hold and the forbidden sneeze are the ones that don't ever come out. And there's so many different types and kinds and styles of sneezing. So it's definitely people like it for different reasons. But really, the sneezing, you know, I think that there's a buildup to the sneeze and a release to the sneeze. And so similarly to like an orgasm, there's a buildup and a release. And so I do feel like there's kind of that anticipation. There's kind of that edging that could be like, you know, very stimulating and a turn on for some people. But ultimately it's just, you know, these fetishes often are, you know, we're born with them, just like our sexuality, just like, you know, who we are. We're really born with these like specific traits and these specific parts of us. And so by trying to like analyze where the sneezing fetish came from, I just wouldn't recommend doing it, because I do think that a lot of these fetishes, when you have a specific object or body part or like a specific act, it's often at a young age, you'll realize it, or you'll have memories from a young age of you trying to like be like interested in that or trying to fulfill that. Because fetishes, you know, I do strongly believe that they are, you know, we are born with them. And so I think for the sneezing fetish people, it's just such this wide range. There's a sneezing fetish forum online. There's just people that are like, are you down to sneeze? You know, there's a lot of people that are into this sort of, you know, kink or fetish. And so, you know, I definitely encourage it. Again, if it's something, you know, I had someone ask me like, how do I incorporate this in the bedroom? Well, there's so many fun ways to do it. Just like you can kind of curate a scene with smoking, you can definitely curate a scene with sneezing. Now, obviously we can't all sneeze on command. There are some, I think, people that have mastered the art and that do this kind of fetish content online. But sneezing, you know, it comes from, you know, there's bacteria building up in our nose and, you know, we have to get it out. And so there's definitely ways to like stimulate a sneeze. You know, it's allergy season, springtime. You know, even thinking about this sneezing fetish, I was wondering, because I know that in COVID times, I definitely, or, you know, maybe it was just like a couple years ago, there was a variant going around where I felt like it was like you sneezed a lot and I was always sneezing. And so I wondered if some of these people were like, oh yeah, COVID, like all the sneeze are turning me on all the time. But the truth is, you're not always going to be turned on all the time if your mom is sneezing or your family members are sneezing or at work you're sneezing, but there can be that tingle. Just like when you see feet, you maybe feel a tingle, or, you know, armpits or other unique fetishes, there is going to be probably this like body reaction for you if you do feel like you have a sneezing fetish. But to incorporate it in the bedroom with like a lover or a partner or yourself, you know, I would just try to see what makes you sneeze. Play with some, you know, spices or herbs or sometimes even when I smoke weed, I sneeze, like just getting different like herbs in your mouth or, different plants and flowers, you know, things like that. You can stimulate that sneeze. And also, you know, there's content online. I think it's really cool to be in a relationship where you can like watch porn together, you can watch content together and be turned on by it. So I think that's also perfectly normal for if you're in a relationship and this is something that you want to open up to your partner about, and you definitely should. You should let them in and let them know that this is a part of you and this is something that turns you on. And, you know, it's probably something that you've kept hidden from a lot of people in your life. And so, you know, talking about, you know, shame too, I have to bring this up because I want you to feel confident and comfortable in who you are. I want you to feel okay with experiencing these unique fetishes. Definitely experiencing them with yourself, I think, is really important to kind of just become confident and comfortable with who you are and really truly learn how to love yourself. But then having those conversations with people that you trust, people that you love, maybe finding an online forum or finding, you know, that space where you can be like, oh, like I'm not the only one, you know, that's where a lot of shame comes from too, is we feel lonely. We feel like we're an outcast. We feel strange. We feel, yeah, just weird about it. And we don't feel accepted truly because we haven't fully often accepted ourselves. And so it's really great for you to just find like-minded individuals, really open up about it to yourself first, and really, just start exploring it with people that you trust and partners. And I just want you to understand that like shame is a natural feeling, and it's okay to feel shame for having unique quirks about you and for just being a unique breed. I think that's really okay to have these negative sensations or these overwhelming sensations as you think about your sexual appetite or life. That's fine. But I want you to welcome these things in the bedroom. And I know this was just a quick episode kind of introducing these ideas, but I do think that it's important for us to be aware of some of these things, because the more that we, you know, talk about these fetishes, the less we're going to be like stigmatizing them, and the more aware and open we can have these conversations with people and people that we love, because you'd be surprised that I was so surprised that there is just this huge community of people that have sneezing fetishes. There's this huge world of the smoking fetish, and I've always been turned on by smoking. Me too. Like, I definitely don't think it's a specific fetish of mine, but I've always been turned on by seeing sexy women on my feed smoking weed. So I'm definitely, it makes sense. And the sneezing thing, honestly, it makes sense too. It's this, like I said, it's this buildup. It's this release. It's this let go. It's this sometimes sexy sound. Like, there are two girlfriends of mine that pop into my head where I'm like, they have the sweetest sneezes I've ever heard. And I just like, I know them in my mind immediately. And so I do think that there's different types of sneezes that turn people on more. And there's different ways you can sneeze. And there's different ways you can incorporate in your sexual playful, you know, sessions. So thanks for being here today. I really appreciate you guys coming back week after week. I'm sorry this was just a quick one, but I just kind of wanted to bring some awareness to a couple of these unique fetishes today. And I am going to be taking a break next week. It's my birthday. And so I'll be back in 2 weeks with a guest. And I really look forward to hearing your thoughts. And please open up about these fetishes to me. Let me know how you feel. And I would love to dive deeper into these specific kinks down the line, but this is just kind of to bring some awareness to it. And you're not alone. And don't be scared to open up. You know, actually, it is okay to be scared, but just do it. You got this. I believe in you. And you are beautiful the way that you are. So go smoke and go sneeze, or go find some content of smoking and sneezing. I fully support it. Love you guys. Talk soon. Bye.